because we had a little couple mistakes in the run last week. So we're going to see the run, but when it's time to pass, we got to get around him and hit him at his launch point.
Now, is there any advantage that they like to go vertical so much that he's back there a little longer than a guy like Brady who just gets
rid
of it really
bad? He likes to hold the ball. You know, the D-line just got to we got to rely on our DBs to cover for a little bit longer and just make him hold the ball longer than he does because he holds the ball a lot. So we just got to get back there and just allow us to just rush the passer like we know how to do.
Yeah, just what are your reactions to Adrian now? It's going to be away from the team, and what did you think when you saw the news?
You know, that's out of my control. I leave that for management to answer. You know, that's out of my control. But, you know, we support Adrian. Once again, we wish he was here. But at this time, you know, it's out of our control, and I'm going to leave that to management to deal with that.
Is there any sense that there's obviously relief that he's not here, but relief that at least it's settled for this week so you can focus on the Saints?
There's no relief. You know, it's always going to be a distraction. You know, it's always going to be, you know, the best running back in the NFL, he's not with us. But at the same time, you know, we got to be professionals about it and go out there and execute our assignment and play the style of ball we know how. You know, high tempo, you know, very, very aggressive and attack and be smart players out there and do our job.
How do the players react to the decision again now to...
Like I said, it's not my place and time to make a comment on that. You know, the only thing we can focus on right now and our team is to win this next ball game against New Orleans Saints. You know, that's our primary goal right now is to play against the New Orleans Saints and go out there and win. You know, we need a win and, you know, it's week three, so we just got to get prepared for New Orleans.
How did you guys hear the news?
You know, once again, you know, our focus is on New Orleans. You know, we need to beat New Orleans and, you know, and we're going to miss Adrian a lot, you know. But at this time, we need to beat New Orleans, you know. You know, like they always say, the ship going to keep on sailing. When I'm done playing football, when everybody's done playing football, there's going to be new guys coming in at all times. So we just got to focus on beating the Saints.
But did you guys, was it in the team meeting? How did you hear that? Obviously
it's been on social media, you know. It's been on social media. So, you know, you're going to read it. The best running back that I ever seen play the game is out. You're going to hear from everywhere. But at this time, we focus on New Orleans Saints. We got to go out there and win this game.
Did the coaches talk to you about it?
Yeah, the coaches talked to us about the New Orleans Saints, and we got to go out there and win and be aggressive and play our style of ball.
Did they talk to you